The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 86. South winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 56. Tomorrow, high of 85. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big year for the city of Kansas City as the NFL Draft is set to be hosted in Kansas City this year. And city officials are excited, saying that they're expecting to bring in more than 300 individuals to the area and bring in more than $100 million worth of revenue to the city. KWCH News reports that in a statement from Joe Reardon, the president of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, they said, quote, it'll be the largest event that Kansas City has ever hosted by way of the number of people we know will be coming and by the revenue impact. Forbes magazine also released their prediction, saying that Kansas City would be comparable to Nashville as the city that hosted the NFL draft back in 2019, saying like Nashville, they see Kansas City with the kind of growth with what's going on and what's being attracted to the region. The sum of the $100 million economic boost will come with the impacts into hotels, restaurants, merchandise, transportation, food, and beverage services as the three-day event is set to kick off on Thursday, April 27th. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Health officials in the state of Kansas, along with the Food and Drug Administration, says that the ongoing federal court battles regarding abortion pills will not affect the use of the abortion pills in the first trimester as part of the two-drug regimen, along with more commonly available misoprostol, are being challenged in federal court by judges out of Texas. The lawsuit was filed by a coalition of pro-life groups and is largely seen as an attempt to limit abortion access due to the drugs having a decades-long track record of safe and effective use, according to the FDA. In other news, Riley County fire crews have said that the latest fire has consumed more than 3,500 acres within the county so far. KSNT News reports that the fire broke out back on April 6th, where a prescribed burn in the area blazed out of control and so far has burnt much private land, along with setting fire to flood debris on different lands belonging to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Mid-America Network News.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the announcement of the resignation from State Senator Suzanne Geist last week, saying she wants to focus on her campaign to become Lincoln's next mayor, and the nomination of Carolyn Bossen from Governor Jim Pillen, Bossen says that she's ready to get into action to help wrap up the legislative session for this year.
As a senator, I promise to listen, to learn, and to lead in this new responsibility. I recognize the importance of these last 33 days of the session, and I'm grateful to Governor Pillen for granting me this opportunity.
That audio from MDC Nebraska Scotts Bluff, where she said she recognizes that she has big shoes to fill in the District 25. According to Bossen, she says she knows she has her work cut out for her, with the ongoing filibusters from Democrats in the state legislature on every issue slowing down the process and not allowing things to get done. Bossen said the priorities she has going into the legislature include law enforcement, community safety, protecting families, and reducing taxes.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday backed down from pursuing an eminent domain resolution that would assure public access for fishing at the Country Club Lake. After months of back and forth and legal wrangling with adjacent property owners, just two council members voted in favor of pursuing the matter by approving the resolution. Steve Prells and Chris Schraders had purchased the properties west and immediately adjacent to the lake 2 years ago and argued they had property rights. Public access to the lake had been honored since it was created in the 1930s, and informal agreements with the previous property owners did allow access, but the Prells and Schraders could not come to agreement with the city on terms to allow public access after they complained about littering by the public. Council has at present. Mayor Jason Barnes noted some 90 years of public use and urged continuing. Todd Fry and Keith Bankman questioned taking property through eminent domain. Colleen Barron spoke of public easement with continuous use over 25 years that should be maintained. Jeff Keating made a motion to vote on the resolution. After noting public responsibility in approaching landowners for access and maintaining it litter-free. Todd Fry went on to say the property was purchased and access should have been disclosed. The mayor responded this was an opportunity to remedy an issue that was confusing. Access to the lake was debated. A final roll call vote was defeated 2-6 with Parker Price and Colleen Barons voting yes. Todd Fry and Jeff Keating, Lori Snellings, Keith Bikeman, and Kyle Garacki voting against the resolution to acquire the shoreline property at the Country Club Lake by eminent domain to allow public access. Gage County Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Wagon presented the committee recommendations for approval of proposed solar regulations. She talked about the significant impact county zoning has on development, deciding how land can be used, whether it's restricted or not, and if it's enhancing opportunities. Questions included security lighting. Lighting was not written into regulations. Regarding land need, the general rule of thumb for a 1-megawatt system would take 7 acres, and berms adding another 2 to 3 acres. Height is normally 7 to 14 feet. She stated the goal is creating a balance between being too restrictive and not restrictive enough and creating a good working relationship between the developer and landowners. General feel of the public at planning and zoning hearings has been good, and good suggestions were offered. Additional public comments included setbacks, fire safety and training with hazardous materials involved, screening from adjacent properties, and protection of Homestead National Monument. Jerry Hens is manager of engineering at Norris Public Power. They're working on 2 local projects, one involving a 25-year agreement with 2 5-year extensions possible for a site under 1 megawatt, with the power staying on the Norris distribution line. Another site is in the Diller area. These projects would make up a small percentage of Norris total power, with prices close to the same as their wholesale supplier. He noted Norris does not expect a fire department to put out a fire at the substations, but may need help containing the perimeter, and also noted that panels are made with anti-glare material to absorb the sun, not causing reflections. Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approving the solar conversion system regulations by the Board of Supervisors. Gage County authorities Tuesday morning responded to a threat at an industrial facility on Southwest 89th Road near West Hickory. Witnesses were interviewed and reported that a person had called the facility, reporting that a contract employee was possibly coming with a firearm.
He was determined that individual was in fact working at another site a half mile away. Upon investigation, no issues were noted. The employee involved was released. Investigation continues as to the original call reporting the incident. Continued dry conditions are aggravating controlled spring pasture burns as rural departments answer multiple calls for burns out of control. Smoke is also a factor, and an air quality alert has been issued by the National Weather Service, continuing today from northeast Kansas into the eastern third of Nebraska. River Valley Extension District will feature a Medicare Basics program Thursday evening in Washington. Designed for those approaching their 65th birthday or contemplating retirement, Medicare Basics will be discussed with Adult Development and Aging Agent Jordan Schutte. Wednesday evening, it begins at 6, the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP is requested, phone 785-325-2121 for the River Valley Extension District, Washington office. Duane L. Dankenbring, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday 4 until 6:30 at the church, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Duane Dankenbring. Sarah Jane Ross, age 80, of Meridian, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the ward funeral home of Washington. Burial in the parallel cemetery at Clifton. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Jane Ross.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment, and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying warmer today, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s, south winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Still sunny and breezy throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s, south winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And still clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. South winds around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s. Westerly winds around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. A slight chance for some rain on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 65, record high on this date 88. The average low 41 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 8:01, sunrise in the morning at 6:55.
April is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Month, and it's our tribute to the classic American comfort food today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 12th, the 102nd day of the year. Singer and actor David Cassidy was born on this day, and today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. People have been combining bread and cheese for centuries, but only in America has the art of buttery, grilled crunchiness and warm, melty cheesiness been perfected. It all began in the 1920s with the introduction of processed cheese, and we've been refining the technique ever since. And if you're looking for a new twist on the classic sandwich, you won't have to look very far. Everyone from dairy producers to culinary magazines are sponsoring sandwich making contests this month, all in observance of the humble but irresistible grilled cheese sandwich. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today. Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Community National Bank is confident the Nemaha Central Thunder Spring Sports teams will play hard to get the wins at the events this week. So be on the lookout because these athletes are on fire. Good luck from the staff at Community National Bank in Seneca. Innovation for every generation. Member FDIC.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals lost again last night to the Texas Rangers. It did take extra innings for the Rangers to get the win 8-5 over the Royals in 10. The Royals did manage to hit the baseball last night. They picked up 11 hits but only scored 5 runs. Texas ended up with 10 hits on the night. The Royals are 3-9 on the season. They'll wrap up the series with the Rangers tonight at 7:05. There will be another coaching search at Wichita State, this time for the women's basketball team. In a surprise announcement yesterday, Keitha Adams, head coach for the Shockers, said she will return to UTEP as their next head coach. Adams spent 16 years at UTEP before joining Wichita State in 2017. Two play-in games happened last night in the NBA playoffs. First, it was the Atlanta Hawks taking care of the Miami Heat, 116-105 to advance. Then it was the Los Angeles Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. It went into overtime, but the Lakers did prevail in that contest to move on in the playoffs 108-102.
It's auction time, friends. 10 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd. The Carl Stovall Estate Sale, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Selling in perfect condition. A huge selection of shop equipment, welders, tools, sheet metal, antique blacksmith items. Selling at noon. A large selection of guns, including a set of Smith & Wesson revolvers. Hey, there's a 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Polaris Ranger, 2017 Ford Taurus, 2015 Bobcat Skid Steer, with all the attachments, several trailers, household items, miscellaneous items, way too numerous to mention. The Carl Stovall Estate Auction, online and live. Saturday, April 22nd, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Call Griffin Real Estate Auction Company at 620-273-6421 or go to Griffin Real Estate Auction at gmail.com for more information.
If you want a chance to see some players from this year's Kansas Jayhawks team, you'll have an opportunity coming up this weekend with the KU Barnstorming Tour. The tour will make 3 stops. April 14th, they will be in Dodge City at Dodge City Community College. April 15th, they will be in Wichita at Garvey Gymnasium at Friends University. And April 16th, in Pittsburgh State University. Juwan Harris, Grady Dick, Kevin McCullough, Jalen Wilson, and KJ Adams, all starters for KU this last season, are expected to be part of the tour. The NFL draft is just a few weeks away, and as the draft gets closer, we're starting to get a better idea of just how much money it will bring to the Kansas City area. Forbes released a number saying that Kansas City could get more than $100 million from the draft. The NFL is predicting 300,000 people will be filing into the streets of Kansas City and pounding money into their local economy. Not a good night last night for Wichita State baseball. They fall for the first time this season to the Oklahoma Sooners, 8-1. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Lots of small irregular holes in the leaves of seedlings and young transplants are the first clue that flea beetles may be dining in your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Some species of flea beetles feed on a variety of plants, while others just attack members of one family. These tiny, dark beetles can be difficult to see and jump out of sight when disturbed. The adults overwinter in leaf litter, producing just one generation in the north, but two or more in milder climates. Remove plant debris in fall to eliminate their winter homes. Cool crops, greens, radishes, potatoes, and eggplants are among their favorites. Adults feed on the leaves while the larvae feed on the roots and tubers. Cover seeded rows and transplants with floating row covers at planting. And remove weeds in and around the garden that can attract these pests. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Take a walk around the small downtown area of Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and you'll find a place called the Dakota Emporium. The store can trace its roots back to a small operation in the local mall. But today, it is a place with a unique set of supplies and items to be bought and sold. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mike Peterson says if you turn back the clock to the early 2000s, you'll find the beginnings of the business that he and his wife established.
Sue and I, in 2004, opened a store in Hill City, a tourist store, and that was all Native. My wife was Lakota, and so we decided to do a Native-themed store in Hill City, South Dakota.
The store in Hill City, along with some holiday craft events at local malls, eventually grew into the Dakota Emporium Trading Post in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
Really what happens is that a Native person is a crafter and sells product. They bring it to somebody that would buy it, like myself. And we buy it on the spot, put it out and sell it, and they keep coming back. It's not like buying from a catalog. We sell what we get a chance to buy.
The variety of items here is quite impressive.
We have, you know, everything from drums to dresses to regalia that people wear for different types of dances at powwows.
These are items made by Native Americans in the region. Mike's store truly has a lot to offer.
The deerskin dress that we have is a women's traditional dress, and that's, I think, $3,200. So, but we also have earrings for $10 that are made by people.
But Mike also has a lot of other items to sell. These are the raw materials that those craftspeople need to create what Mike may later get a chance to sell through the Dakota Emporium. The items are reminiscent of a trading post two centuries ago. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectibles auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street in Marysville. Selling furniture items, including a dining room farm-style table with six chairs, another dining table with four chairs, couch, two recliners, five-drawer dresser, kitchen items, chest of drawers, a full-size bed, collectibles including buttons, marbles, and Husker collectibles, coins selling at noon, a car sells at noon, a 2006 Chevy Malibu hatchback, 116,000 miles. Also selling a steel 170 chainsaw, two-wheel lawn cart, lawn seeders, single-stage snow thrower, rotting lawnmower, 19-horse push mowers, and an 8-speed aluminum Trek bike. This household and collectible auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate, Saturday, April 15th, begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Pay attention to the weather forecast and keep an eye on your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the trees are blooming, they're susceptible to freezing temperatures as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One late freeze in the spring can ruin a good fruit tree crop. Once the trees start blooming, the critical temperature to start seeing significant loss is 28 degrees. Depending on the species, it may only take a few minutes for damage to occur. Joe Hannon is a commercial horticultural field specialist at Iowa State University. He says your options for protecting the delicate blooms can depend on the type of freeze. Advection freezes come from cold air blowing in through both the upper and lower atmospheres. The only way you can provide protection is by putting blankets or some other cover over the plants. A radiation freeze is what we tend to see more in the springtime. We have warm air up in the atmosphere and cold air at ground level.
A lot of times we'll have air movement throughout the night, and then just as the sun is starting to come up, the air movement will just absolutely stop, and then the cold air starts to settle in place around the plants. And that's where heaters, blankets, sprinklers, air mixing machines, those are the methods that provide protection underneath a radiation type freeze.
Good soil moisture can help too. Soil that's moist harnesses more heat than dry soil and can warm the air near the surface.
That warm soil will keep a little bit more energy. It will give off a little bit more energy into that microenvironment around the tree. So if we're a couple days out coming into a frost, if the ground is dry, putting some water out there, that water in the soil will store more energy.
Keep the area around the tree trunk either bare or mulched. Grass and weeds make it harder for warm air to rise up out of the soil. Learn more about protecting fruit trees from frost at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When I volunteer to help others, I am always surprised when I walk away feeling like I'm the one who's gained from the experience.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
You know, it really amazes me what happens when I share my time and my talents with others. I meet people who are different than me, and I experience the beauty and vast creativity of God. I'm moved by the love and gratitude that I'm able to give and receive. Maybe you've experienced the same thing. The more you give, the more you receive. The Bible has a lot to say about this. We constantly see how those who are generous to others receive so much more in return. Doesn't this verse from Proverbs sum it up nicely? One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds, but comes to poverty. As a Christian, you're called to share the gifts God has given you, and you'll gain so much more than you give.
Meat exports represented a substantial value to the U.S. corn and soybean sectors last year. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
2022 was a pretty amazing year for U.S. meat exports, which also translates to extra value for corn and soybean growers. An Arlington, Virginia company, World Perspectives, says red meat exports last year added about a dollar to the market value of a bushel of corn. Senior analyst Dave Jude.
That's the highest we've seen it in the past years that we've done that. We can track that back to record beef exports and a shorter supply of corn in the U.S. market. If you look at the total economic impact of what red meat exports meant to corn, you get $13.8 billion that meat exports added to the value of corn in 2022.
Jude says U.S. pork exports last year definitely helped the average soybean price.
Pork exports accounted for about 13% of that value, or $1.94 per bushel. So the total economic impact, if you take that $1.94 a bushel across the entire soybean yield in 2022, you get an impact of about $8.3 billion.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, with the current farm bill set to expire in less than, what, 6 months now? Many in the ag industry are now heavily focused on the priorities for the next farm bill. C.J. Miller has more.
We just need a good farm bill to carry us through these volatile times.
And that's Chuck Connor, president and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives. He says one challenge facing the 2023 farm bill is the partisan atmosphere among those currently serving in Washington, especially considering the upcoming debate over the debt ceiling.
You know, these are challenging times in American politics. We have a Congress that is divided in a partisan way like I have never seen in my long career. They have a very, very difficult time doing the normal business that Congress should be doing in behalf of the people because of the controversy that is out there. But, you know, having said that, I do think we're going to get the farm bill done, maybe not exactly on time, but certainly in what I would consider to be a relatively timely way.
One split among lawmakers is the push from Democrats to expand funding for nutrition and welfare programs like SNAP. However, Connor says the next farm bill still needs a stronger safety net in place for farmers.
Crop insurance is the number one risk management tool that we make available to farmers in the farm bill. So it's just fundamental.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Right now, 50 in St. Francis, 59 Elkhart, 61 Coldwater, 57 Winfield. It's also 57 in Columbus, 53 in La Crosse, 55. And let's look at your ag news.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles, as well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
A new calculator is out on the market to help farmers consider carbon market practices. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT Tires, the farmer's choice.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
The carbon market helps producers reap the proven benefits of a conservation approach, but many farmers and ranchers are left wondering how the emerging market could pay out for their acres. Clay Creighton, Agoro carbon agronomist for the Corn Belt, says there are many practices that farmers and ranchers can enroll in a carbon market.
A reduction in tillage for a row crop farmer, or going to no-till, implementing cover crops, reducing your synthetic nitrogen or replacing your synthetic nitrogen. And we could always go more in depth on that once they contact us, and we can go through really their operation and get to the nitty-gritty details. For ranchers, the opportunities would be grazing management, so implementing more improved grazing methods, so more rotational grazing, more movements, fencing, paddocks, stuff like that to improve forage growth. Another one would be biodiversity, so seeding in new species on that pasture.
Creighton says the new carbon calculator from a
Agoro Carbon helps producers calculate the potential benefit of enrolling their acres in the carbon market.
Carbon calculator is on our website, agorocarbonalliance.com, and a producer can enter like a section worth of acres in which practices you're interested in incorporating. So even if you've already done no-till and don't want to click on that, but you're interested in seeing, hey, what would a cover crop look like on these acres? You can see your potential payout from there. So it's a really good tool for farmers to use for like what-if scenarios, not only what they've already been doing, but what they potentially are interested in.
Because of the soil health benefits, a lot of growers have already implemented sustainable production practices, but Creighton says that does not automatically disqualify those acres from carbon farming. He encourages growers to ask questions and do their homework to find out what practices are the best fit for an operation when it comes to utilizing carbon markets. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Wednesday, all day long today, April the 12th. And here's what we're looking at on the boards right now. May corn, 656 and a half. That's up 5 and a half right now. July corn, 629. That's up 1 and a quarter. Looking at Kansas City wheat, 871 three quarters. That's up 3 and a half. July Kansas City wheat, 854 and a half. That's up 4 and a half. Oats for May, 338 and a quarter. That's down 2. July oats at 333 and a half. That's down 2 and a quarter. Looking at soybeans for May, 1507 three quarters. That's up 10 and a half. July soybeans, 1475 and a half. And that's up 4 currently. Cotton for May, 8264. That's down 11 cents. July cotton down 29 cents right now at 8262. Let's take a look at live cattle for April. 174 is your price currently. That's up $1.70. June live cattle, 164.87 and a half. That's up 92 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for April down 20 cents right now at $201.90. Feeder cattle for May, $208.72 and a half cents. And that's up 92 and a half cents. Taking a look at crude oil for May, $83.33 is your current price. That's up $1.81. June crude oil, $83.18, and that's up $1.68. Gold for April, $2,007.90. That's up $3.10. June gold, $2,022.60, and that's up $3.60. Silver for May, $25.43. That's up 24 cents. July silver, $25.65, and that's up 24 and a half cents. Wall Street, the Dow up, S&P up, NASDAQ up. That's your market information.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Leo's Jewelry takes this time to recognize all the area volunteer firefighters and EMTs for their dedication to community safety. These brave individuals put their lives on the line to ensure the well-being of others. From your friends at Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
A new revelation to me, toads do not cause warts, and there's over 20 species of frogs in the state of Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist Joe Gerken explains the diversity and populations of frogs in Kansas.
There's about 22 species in Kansas, so they are widespread throughout the state, 22 species, and there's a wide range of them. So there's a little frog called a Blanchard's cricket frog that's about a half an inch long, all the way up to, most of us know, American bullfrogs. Those can be 1 to 1.5 pounds. There's a hunting season for them in Kansas, so you can go out, you can gig them, and you can eat them. So there's a harvest season for those frogs. So little guys all the way up to big bullfrogs. So we start to hear the vocalization of these frogs, these anurans, frogs and toads this time of year. And so once it starts to rain, a lot of times after a rain, you'll start to hear a lot of frog activity. And those frogs are almost always males that we're hearing. And they're singing love songs. They're making noise, ribbiting, trying to attract a female mate.
Gherkin explains that laying 1,000 eggs is on the low end of frog egg numbers and how frog populations can be indicative of our pond diversity.
These frogs and toads can lay anywhere from 1,000 to 20 or 30,000 eggs. So there's lots of eggs. The eggs turn into tadpoles. Tadpoles survive in bodies of water. It takes about 3 to 4 months for the metamorphosis process to occur. Tadpoles can't regulate their eating, so they're eating nonstop, getting enough energy to metamorphose into a frog. And that takes, like I said, about 3 to 4 months for that process to happen. Most of our ponds have predators in them. So fish love to eat frogs. Other mammals like to eat frogs. Like raccoons will eat a lot of them. You have bird predators. So they're laying thousands or tens of thousands of eggs. Those tadpoles are hatching from the eggs. And most of those are going to get eaten. So we generally don't have to worry about too many frogs. If there are a ton of frogs at our pond, that can be an indication of our fish population. So fish really like to eat tadpoles. If we have a lot of frogs in our pond, we might not have as many fish, or at least predatory fish, as we might want to have in a balanced pond system.
Gherkin goes on to highlight that while we may not see them, frogs are probably still there.
Just because we don't see frogs, we need to think, do we hear frogs, right? So frogs can be really good at hiding. Some frogs live in trees, and so we won't really see them, but we will be able to hear them. So, you know, we don't really need to be concerned if we're not seeing them or not hearing them. That's kind of part of the natural process. They don't like to be seen, but it's always good if we can keep our eye out. There are a couple things we can do. You know, keeping water available for them is really one of the beneficial things we can do. That's hard to do in the climate we've had in Kansas this past year, but hopefully we get some more water soon.
That was Joe Gherkin, K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist, discussing frogs and their populations in Kansas. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.